Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
I don't even have my headphones over here.
Yeah, nobody does. Everything's all scattered. Do you want to sit over there or over here?
No, I'm coming over there.
All right.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. As I transfer microphones. Good morning, everyone. Appreciate
good morning.
You being here. Sarah is out again. So I started... We were pretty scattered this morning, which is clearly my fault. Why don't I hear anything?
The volume's all the way down.
We can hear you.
All right. Now I got me.
You got you?
Yeah. Anyway, I started the story that Sarah texted early this morning, and it looks like she's still suffering from whatever that poison oak did to her and the steroid reaction. So she's taking another day, everyone. We're going to be live and sort of do our thing without her. I know it's not the same, but, you know, we didn't get her all poison-oaked. Right, Huma? Did you?
No, I'm not, you know, into that garden as much as she is. Yeah. I go over there, I'll do a quick, you know, one or two Instagram stories, but man, she's in love with that thing.
One of the things I got asked at home was how she got poison oak in her backyard.
She said there was a plant there that
really?
Believe it came from.
Huh.
They removed it, but... No,
but
did that
too
whole
late.
Backyard,
yeah.
I guess so.
Anyway, all right, so that's what's going on. It is time for me to... Boy, how did two songs pass so fast?
Quickly, so fast.
That's what Yuzette said, too.
That went, I know, I was like, that was the second song. I thought that was the first song.
Yeah.
I haven't even finished
that
reading
totally
my
caught
song.
Me.
It is 15 after already. So.
Yeah, our bad. It's okay, we're going to get organized and get it together. But right now, I have a chance for you to... This is the Fleetwood Mac
yes,
ticket
sir.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Fleetwood Mac is back, everyone. They
yeah.
are touring. Catch them November 21st, 2018 at the SAP Center and November 25th at Oracle Arena. Tickets for their shows go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Live Nation. Right now, caller 9 at 800-400-FM97 wins a pair of tickets to the SAP Center show from Alice. 800-400-FM97. Fleetwood Mac tickets. They got a million hits. And I did look it up. That Rumors album is the eighth, what was it? Of the
all
eighth
time?
Best-selling album of all time.
Which is huge.
Yeah, I mean, up there is Pink.
Do you remember? Yeah, what else was on there?
Thriller, I think, is still number one.
Mm-hmm.
I got to pull it up again. But it was Pink Floyd's on the list.
Yeah.
AC/DC, Back in Black is on the list.
All good stuff.
I'm surprised that Fleetwood Mac sold so well, but... Well, that's just huge. That's like, that's big.
Yeah.
Anyway, tickets up for grabs right now.
All right. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Champions for Change. Want to change your lifestyle? Let Champions for Change help you. Visit cachampionsforchange.net for fun ways to be active and discover recipes that are healthy and delicious. We are going to start with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is being sued. His ex-bodyguards dropped Johnny. They're suing him. And they're saying that he skipped out on a bunch of money. They, I guess, were working overtime hours, as you can imagine, that Johnny put them in dangerous situations. Johnny used them as a babysitter to his kids. All kinds of stuff is coming down. It was filed this week in California Superior Court. And they're claiming that they never got overtime or meal and rest breaks. They started working for Johnny in about 2016 and immediately noticed things were spiraling downward. Johnny's also involved in that Amber Heard lawsuit still. That has not been settled.
Their divorce isn't settled?
She's suing him for a bunch of different things, but a lot of it has to do with him... putting hands on her due to drugs and alcohol. So these guys are trying to back that up, saying, yeah, a lot of drugs and alcohol is going on in Johnny's life.
Huh.
So these guys apparently worked for another company, like an international company that supplies bodyguards to stars. And Johnny, I guess, made them a deal saying, if you come work for me privately, I'll pay you money and everything will be good. They said, great, we'll do that.
That's a shady deal, though.
Right.
I've thought the same thing when you see someone who works, like even a guitar teacher. You mm-hmm. work for a place. Hey, let's do this somewhere else and you can have all the money to yourself. But it's a shady deal. You're taking from the company that you that they work for. I don't know. It seems shady, but okay.
Right. They said that they were often asked to drive vehicles that contain illegal substances, open containers, as well as minors.
I guess what I'm saying, if they stayed with the company and didn't go private, they would have had protection in place.
Exactly.
And they would have been able to say, this guy's doing this. Mm-hmm. We don't want any part of it. But mm-hmm. because they went private, I feel like they have to deal. They should have just quit.
Or just kept working for the company and said, oh, we'll move on to the next celebrity or whatever.
All right. Well,
they also had to become caretakers for Johnny and protect him from himself, is what they're saying, and his vices. Like the time he was so hammered at a club that they had to tell him he had, quote, illegal substances visible on his face. Like they had to brush off his face and his nose.
It's got to be white powder, right?
You think?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So they're calling it a toxic and dangerous work environment and constant labor code violations of their employer. So they're seeking unspecified damages. There was also a quote that they said that they became babysitters for his kids and had to do whatever, specific orders, you do whatever the kids ask you to do, whatever it is.
Well, why don't you quit? Why would you keep that job?
I don't know. You hope it's going to get better?
You ever heard the way a kid talks to people?
Ugh. Well, I've heard your kid. Hey. No, I've heard
that's not even bad.
Kid,
like,
I know,
especially a kid that's like super privileged and grew up
real snotty,
getting everything they wanted.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about your kid giving you mouth.
Well, she's still figuring it out. She's only four, so yeah. We're setting the boundaries for her right now. But these kids, like you said, a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Yow. I can't imagine if Johnny's all caught up with himself the way he is that he's spending much time
nurturing.
Breaking the kids' eggs.
Right.
Because that's what you got to do. There they are, talking, using language the wrong way, and you've got to stop them. Then they cry, and then you got to be like, look, you can't talk like... Mm-hmm. Now 20 minutes has passed. I could be getting high. I'm Johnny Depp.
Oh, God. Could be drinking a bottle of wine.
Right?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to Kanye West here. We got kind of a double-part story here. Kanye West has revealed he became addicted to opioids after having liposuction, and this was in 2016. Bryn, I know we have some audio with this particular thing. I haven't heard it, Vinny. It sounds kind of hairy.
Mm-hmm.
So he crashed the TMZ studios yesterday.
Right.
He showed up to TMZ.
All right, what do you got regarding the opioid stuff? Let's start there because there's a couple things.
Vinny, do you know how the TMZ studio is set up?
No.
Where they're sitting in front of the camera and there's a entire crew behind them working at like cubicles.
Cubicles, exactly.
Yeah, they're all like doing their own little stories. And then there's the two hosts, Harvey Lennon and the other dude.
Harvey and, I always forget that guy's name.
With the dreads. Oh, I've seen him. I've seen the little round sort of the circle talks where they do that.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen their sort of news set up.
Yeah, no. I'll show it to you in a second. But they're interviewing him, and he turns around to the room, and he starts yelling at everybody to tell them about my drug habits.
Kanye does. I don't know how the time frame plays out. So he's saying he quit the opioids, and that's when we had that breakdown in Sacramento when the show ended with him saying,
San Pablo. Yeah,
Jay-Z,
right,
don't kill
then.
Me. Mm-hmm. That's so he was coming off opioids when he started getting all delirious.
Loopy. Yeah.
Seeing things,
mm-hmm.
hearing things.
Right.
Huh.
So after that moment, he stayed at TMZ longer and he gave his thoughts on slavery.
Uh-oh. Is this a TMZ person?
Yeah.
Yes. He stands up and basically gives it to Kanye.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he walks over. Kanye storms over to him.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. I thought Kanye was going to walk over and invite him or something.
Like that's how he was walking.
I mean, like, Kanye, stay in your seat.
So he just, did they hug it out?
I think the TMZ footage ends right there as he approaches them. And he's like, yo, you got to be responsible for what you say. And then Kanye's like, yo, I'm sorry, man. If I hurt you, I'm sorry. And then it ends there. I think they probably hugged it out.
I think that guy's getting a promotion.
Yeah, seriously. It was well said.
Do you have time for one more?
No.
All right. Thank you so much.
I wish I did. We'll be back right after these with some news. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I like a lot of the Alice artists. I was thinking about actually that this morning. Maroon 5 is probably my favorite. Who's your favorite Alice artist?
Right now?
Mine, I know.
You do?
Who's yours?
Bruno Mars.
Oh, he's pretty good.
I'm really like, I know I didn't go to his concert recently and I know he's coming up, but Justin Timberlake, I'm really like appreciating for his music. And I know his movies, Human, they haven't reached huge gross amount of money, but I like his acting.
Rozzy's from San Francisco.
Oh, what's the deal?
Rozzy Crane is an American singer-songwriter from San Francisco. At age 19, Crane made her name by being discovered by Adam Levine, of all people.
Oh, really?
From Maroon 5.
Was she on The Voice or anything?
She was touring the country with Maroon 5 and honing her craft on stage. That is awesome. A local person, gal. Rozzy, everyone. Anyway,
we should bring Jane on like once in a while when she like throws on new artists to be like, hey, what's highlight someone for this week or something
like
that.
I like learning about that, especially if it
like
turns out
more.
She's local.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Chainsmokers and Coldplay. Thank you.
Coldplay still. Huh?
Chainsmokers make your list?
Yeah, I love the Chainsmokers.
We were living in Paris.
Coldplay is not a surprise at all. But,
well, for Human.
Right.
It's not. Yeah.
Anyway, right, it's Sarah and Vinny, and Sarah is obviously out. So I got the text this morning at 1 a.m. or whatever time. Actually, when I woke up at 3 a.m.
It was like 1:20, and I heard my ding.
It's obviously bad because I would have expected that she would have said that at dinner time or something.
Well, earlier in the afternoon, I don't know what time that was, Vinny, but she said, doing better, going to make it tomorrow. So we all, I think, went to bed going,
I let
okay,
my
great.
Guard down, yes. And when I saw that text, I was like, balls!
Yeah.
All right. Let's pick up the pace.
All right. Well, this brought to you by Lucky. Stop by their produce department today and find tropical treat mangoes that are just two for a dollar. They also have large, whole, seedless watermelon that are just $4.88 each, only at your local Lucky stores. Vinny, I want to remind people that we have Alice's annual Best Mom Contest Ever. That is happening right now. Go to RadioAlice.com. 25 words or less. Nominate someone in your life, a mother or someone you know that is a mother, and let us know how great they are. This is happening till Sunday evening, Vinny. I think like 11:59 is the last entry. So promotions will be picking that winner next week, and then the station will be named after you.
All right.
That's always pretty fun.
That is so neat. I love when that happens. Plus, thanks to our friends at the Bay Club, they will also win a trip to Carmel Valley Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That place is great.
God, that place rocks. So that is a two-night stay. RadioAlice.com. Best mom ever.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new look. And their location in Berkeley.
Oh, I was going to say Burlingame. No, that's not it. It's been a while since they've been on.
We're not calling their Berkeley location new anymore. Huh. They've transitioned.
No, I think you are. That's so funny that I didn't write that down because I turned to Human when I was writing that down. And I go, how long is someplace new? And then we discussed that for a moment. And then I kept typing it, and I guess I didn't type in new.
And their new location in Berkeley. Here's what's happening. California gubernatorial debate candidates have been announced. This is decision 2018, as it looks like Travis Allen, John Chiang. Where's our boy? Delane Easton. Gavin Newsom. There he is. He's a friend of the show. Whether you like him or not, I actually think the guy's heart is in the right place.
I like him.
Antonio Villagarosa is also in the running. I think he wasn't he the mayor of L.A. or
Correct.
Something like that?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, that's coming up on May 8th, it looks like. There'll be debates.
Oh, is that like televised and
It'll
stuff?
Be on 6:30 p.m. on May 8th. Mm. NBC Bay Area, it looks like. So.
What is that? That's next Tuesday? Yeah.
I'm curious to see if Jerry Brown's going to do anything after he's termed out.
Well, he took a long break from politics, didn't he?
Yeah, he
in
did.
In between his two, long runs as California governor.
Yeah, and then he went to Oakland, and then he went back to governor.
Oh, yeah, he was Oakland mayor, right?
Yeah. But he seems to, like, love it so much that I feel like he's going to end up doing something.
Well, wasn't his... At one point, he was expected to run for president, and yeah. I don't remember the scandal that he got in... I don't even remember what it was that sidetracked him from becoming president, but he was pretty up and coming
yeah.
and then didn't fulfill all that and then sort of circled back to California governor. Anyway, whatever. That's happening on May 8th. This story making the news is, well, it is a surprise. I don't know this guy. Former CNBC director pleads guilty to hiding a camera in the bathroom to spy on his teenage nanny.
What?
So this guy was the television director for the Susie Orman show.
Uh-huh.
Sarah is a huge fan of Susie Orman.
Right.
In fact, I'm pretty sure she recommends the nine. I can't think of the name
Steps
of it.
Steps to Financial Freedom.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Good job, Bryn. She recommends that to everybody. Mm-hmm. The nine Steps to Financial Freedom helped Sarah become
the mogul that she is.
Well, she does do well.
She's
and
very
it's not
well.
That she is, well, she is paid well too,
mm-hmm.
but she also doesn't, she does the right things with her dough.
Right. She invests very well, and her and John are super smart about that stuff.
And she doesn't waste money on nonsense, which I do all the time. Anyway.
We know she doesn't waste money on clothes, right?
Right. That's for sure. So this guy pled guilty to unlawful surveillance yesterday for hiding a camera in the bathroom of his New York home to spy on the family's 18-year-old nanny. Dan Switson, 44, admitted to planting the camera in a tissue box in the bathroom at his home. He hoped to capture his nanny and her two friends she invited over on video. One of the friends found the camera in the bathroom and reported it to police. So he now has to register as a sex offender and is going to be sentenced on August 1st. He's looking at 4 years in prison.
Yikes.
Is that too much?
No.
4 years is good?
Sure.
That's fair.
I mean, you said they were, how old are these?
They're 18-year-olds, but
still,
it's still complete invasion of privacy.
Yeah. And have you seen his picture? He looks super creepy. Eagle eyes. Like,
I think he's kind of just got a normal nerdy dude look.
I don't know.
Are we looking at different pictures?
I don't know. Might be the same picture, but he looks creepy to me.
He reminds me of like Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
But like a sort of drugged out Stephen Colbert.
Yeah,
like those big old eyes at you. Ah. Yeah.
The 44-year-old worked on financial advisor Susie Orman's show for more than a decade.
Oh, what a shame.
Most recently, he served as... anyway. So, yeah. If you're married to a guy and you can't find out, I don't know that this guy's still married. They specifically say his house.
Mm.
So I don't know if he's still coupled up.
Uh-huh.
But if you're married to someone and they're caught doing this to the nanny, do you dump him?
I think so. I think you have to. I mean, even if you love him, he made a mistake. Yikes.
I try to put the shoe on the other foot, but I just can't imagine a lady putting a video camera in a tissue box to look at anybody.
Her son's friends or something.
I can't imagine it at all.
No.
It's just not possible.
We're not that desperate.
I'm just going to move on. So the 10 most fun states in America, this one was easy. The first thing that crossed my mind, California, and it was number one. Oh. California, New York, and Nevada are the top three.
Oh, sure. What about Louisiana?
Louisiana? Why Louisiana?
New Orleans.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You like New Orleans?
Yeah. It's wild out there.
I thought you said it smelled like barf.
It does.
It did.
It smells like barf and number one.
It's a party. At least during Mardi Gras time, it's right. A crazy party. Rager. You know my definition.
At all?
California, New York, Nevada, Florida, Illinois. That's, I guess, Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After Chicago, Illinois's got nothing, right?
I couldn't think of one other thing.
I mean, Northwestern's there. That's pretty fun if you want to check out that school.
You liked your visit to Northwestern?
Well, that's why I moved out there for a girl, and she was going to Northwestern getting her master's degree. So
Who's this?
Kinlan, the girl
that he still doesn't know her name.
Yeah. You moved out there for her?
Yeah, when I was 22.
Where'd you meet her? Here?
I met her at Cal State Hayward.
And she transferred to Northwestern?
She was already a super accomplished saxophone. She's a classical saxophone player.
Right.
And she was just practicing in one of the practice rooms there because she had some friends who lived in the Bay Area. She needed a place to practice, so we just met when she just happened to randomly be there for one week.
So she wasn't going to that school. That was a practice room she was borrowing. So, because Northwestern's, that's a smart guy school.
Yeah, and for what she was doing, it's actually the very best school in the country. So,
wow.
Yeah, and she was already like a soloist with a bunch of symphonies, and she was touring the world.
So you went to her concerts, right? And watched her concerts?
Yeah, I did.
And so when she went on stage, they say, and here's Kinlan. Did they say Kinlan?
Yeah, did they say her or her real name?
Sometimes it was Kinlan. Sometimes it was Karen.
I think it's Karen, and she just liked the name Kinlan, and that's what she told you.
But I don't know. Everyone used to call her Kinling. Like, you know?
Right.
Firewood.
Like starting a fire.
Yeah.
So, hold on. How long do you know her before you move to Chicago to live with her?
Well, I just want to say when you're 22, you make a lot of rash decisions. But because of my youth and my lack of experience at the time, just a month or two.
You knew her for a month or two and said, I'm moving to Chicago to live with you.
I'm going to Chicago.
Adele. I just didn't have anything going on. I just graduated from college. I didn't know what to do with my life. I was just in this kind of lost space.
Did you move into her house?
We got an apartment together in Evanston, 1 mile from the university, for $675 a month. It was a 2-bedroom.
Hold on. So you'd been dating for 3 months.
Yeah.
And then you moved in with her in Evanston, Illinois.
Yes. And then we fought every single day, and she was always jealous, and there was no making it right or good. We had brief moments of bliss, very brief, very, very brief moments. And then I'm like, what am I doing? I'm flushing my life down the toilet, and this...
Let me ask you one last question.
Yeah.
Because I got to do some text. So when you are dating her here in the Bay Area before you've moved, how long into the dating relationship is it before you say, I love you? Because you moved with this girl. You moved across the country with her.
You know, if I wasn't 43, I probably could remember this answer, but I can't. I have no idea when I said I love you to her. I said it right away,
knowing you.
Thanks so much, Isa.
You love hard.
So you said, you definitely said I love you within the 3 months
probably,
before you moved.
Yeah. Wait,
probably.
Yeah,
I'd say so. You have to have been in love if you moved across the country.
Yeah. I mean, I was into her. I was really, you know, it was a time in my life where a person's like accomplishments and a resume meant a lot. No, that stuff doesn't mean anything to me now. So I just...
Is that right?
It is. It really is. I used to be all about that. Oh, my God.
So titles don't matter anymore?
Not for dating. Absolutely not.
Oh.
Not
for dating. Wow. We have evolved.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, we have.
Come a long way, homie.
Woo. Yeah. After you meet 4 or 5 people with incredible titles that are monumental disappointments, you're like... this whole title thing, an accomplishment thing.
Not working out.
Yeah, it's not working out.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says, Hooman, don't be a jerk.
Why?
There are lots of people that have trouble conceiving. Me and my husband is one of those couples.
I'm not being
it's really heartbreaking. Every month you try and you don't, and you know it didn't happen.
I was just curious because Vinny had teased it the first time around and had mentioned the issues his brother was having, but then he didn't say anything about the second baby and what their thoughts might have been. So because Sarah isn't here, we can talk about stuff that, you know, matters.
Well, the truth is, this is the truth, and it happened very quickly, so I don't feel like I'm giving out too much information. The truth is, we did have a miscarriage. I don't know how you want to word it, but after the first, so we did get pregnant right away. The second time we got pregnant that first try, but it was a miscarriage.
Really?
So we went.
No, I don't think we knew that.
No, you didn't, because I didn't know if I could tell.
Yeah.
And I probably just shouldn't have. But it happened really fast. It was only like a month and a week.
Yeah.
And then it just happened, and she was like, it's gone. And I just went, oh. And you really do get very quickly like, oh, we are. Okay, we're doing this.
Uh-huh.
And then, oh, we're not? Oh, that is crazy.
And then how quickly after that occurred did you guys get pregnant again?
Skipped a month and then the next time.
What was like the, was there, were you depressed or like how do you deal with
it
something like that?
Well, it went by fast enough. I think if you'd been with that thought process for a
longer,
couple months,
right. Mm-hmm.
It might have taken a good strong foothold and felt different. But that's me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't inside of me, so I can't speak for her.
Yeah.
I'm sure
Lord knows what she was going
through. I'm sure it was much. Well, I know it was much worse for her, but I can't speak to the in detail about it. All right, we've gone too far. Our text number is 800-400-3697. That is also the number you will need for JT tickets coming up after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.